97.1.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. It's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and we are taking care of business with you today. It's all about the upcoming general election, voter registrations, and a lot more with Bonner County Clerk Michael Rosedale. Mike is going to help you with pertinent information here today and also point you to where you can go to register and get even and access even additional information. So, all right. That first break is going to come right now. We're going to do a little business. We'll be right back.
Nick Pierce here from Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Fall is almost here, and that means huge savings on Jeep. How about a 24 Jeep Grand Cherokee third row 4x4 priced over $10,000 off sticker? With 0% financing available on Grand Cherokees, Wranglers, and Gladiators, there are plenty of reasons to visit us today. Located just a short drive south of the Long Bridge, or visit us online at pierceautocenter.com. And remember, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
I'm always looking for new ways to save, but I haven't found anything better than my P1FCU Ascend checking account. It's a free account that earns 3.5% APY of your average monthly balance. That could feed your coffee obsession for 2 weeks. Not only am I earning money, but I also have all the great features of a checking account, like mobile deposit and mobile wallet. Open your Ascend checking account at p1fcu.org and start earning today. APY is the annual percentage yield.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. As promised, Michael Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, is with us today. And he and his team do such a great job keeping us up to date on elections and voting in Bonner County. Thanks for being with us, Mike.
Thank you for the invite.
All right, we're going to kind of start just right down the list with what I know people need to be reminded of, or we've got people listening that may not know some of these details. Let's start with registration. If someone is not registered right now, what do they need to do?
They can go online and register at Idaho Votes. Let's see here. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Our election website would be a place you could go. It'd be elections at bonnercountyid.gov. The best thing to do would be to come in person. You can do that. You can do it on election day. You can do it during early voting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2 weeks
before
the election.
So it's open right now? You can go in and register right now, but you can't vote right now.
Not yet. Election day voting is going to actually, early voting, October 21st. So that's 2 weeks before the election, and you can come in and register and vote on the same day.
All right. So registration is happening right now. Go to the county offices and get registered. What about absentee registrations at the state level? Are those still open for the November 5th election?
Yes, they are. So we actually mail out our first tranche of absentees. Everything we've received through Thursday, we mail out this Friday. And then we're going to be mailing them out every 1 or 2 days after that, all the way up until the election. You have until October 25th. To request an absentee ballot. But as I tell you every single time, don't wait until then. Do it early because we have to process it. We have to get it in the mail. The mail has to get it to your post, your mailbox, whatever. You have to fill it out. You have to get it back, and it could not make it, possibly. And if it doesn't make it, it doesn't count. We have to have it in our hands by 8 o'clock on election night, or we cannot open it.
Yes. So registration is happening right now. And like Mike said, this absentee, who would be waiting? If you're going to be out of the county or away from the area when the election is happening, get an absentee ballot.
Yeah, very easy to do.
And talk about how you can do it. Like, you can't do it like early January, but by, let's say, the 1st of February, you just go online and register for absentee then, and you pick the elections that you want absentee, or you pick the ones that you want to be in person. It's so sweet. It's so easy, isn't it? Tell us about it.
So at the first of every year, by statute, you have to renew your request for absentee ballots. That normally happens. They get the forms in place about the third week in January, and you have to do it every year. If you don't do it, you won't get absentee ballots mailed to you, which is sort of nice because you want to make sure that only the people that request them every year get them. Not like other states, maybe, where they send them to people long after they're dead or something
dog.
Like
that. Right. Yeah,
and their
exactly.
dog. Yep.
I think a lot of people confuse, and we go over this each time, and I'm going to ask you to do it again. There is an extreme difference, a critical difference, between absentee ballots, which go through the mail, and mail-in ballots in other states.
Right. Mail-in ballots that a lot of states have is they mail ballots preemptively to all the registered voters. Everybody on the voter rolls, they mail that ballot to. In Idaho, you have to request it. And when you request it, we check the signature on your request card, make sure it's you, and then we send you your ballot. And when it comes back, we also check your signature on that. So we checked your signature twice on your absentee ballots.
You know what, Mike? The other thing I like about absentee ballots, to control them and just repeat it, make sure, I hope I'm going to say this right, is if you register for an absentee ballot, and you check all the, you know, three elections, I want absentee ballots. At that point, that's it for you. You can't show up at the poll and say, oh, yeah, I lost my absentee ballot, I want to vote, it's all good, this is me. No. The
Actually,
absentee
you
ballot
can.
Is your ballot. Well, if you destroy it and turn it in, that's what I want you to do.
So here's the neat thing about our system. You can. Let's say
there's a procedure, though. You can't just...
You're right. So Barbara Carpenter, let's say, requests absentee ballots, and she gets it for this November election.
Yes.
And then she says, you know what? I want to go see all the people in my neighborhood, so I'm going to go vote anyway. And I did get my absentee ballot, and I forgot it at home when I came to vote. You tell the people at your polling place that you forgot your absentee ballot. They will spoil that electronically, which means that...
This is new, I think.
No, this has always been the case.
Okay.
They'll spoil it electronically, so the barcode on your return affidavit envelope now is dead. And the only way you can get an absentee ballot back to us is in that envelope. We will never look at an open envelope or a single ballot, loose ballot. So you can go ahead and vote in person, and your absentee ballot envelope is dead.
Well, that just got complicated. I think that
it did get complicated for sure, and that's our job.
It did get complicated.
But what can happen?
But the point is that you're either on that absentee ballot go list or you're not.
Yes.
You can't. It's for the people listening. You can't vote twice.
That is correct. We have an extremely tight net that you cannot vote twice.
Right. In fact, Mike will personally come and stop you from voting.
I will do that, yes.
He will. All right, so registration. Registration is open, absentee is open, but get it done fast. What do people need? If they come into the county building there at Division and Highway 2, what do they need to get registered with you guys?
So the number one thing to use would be a valid Idaho driver's license. And a driver's license from any other state now does not count. You can't use that even if it's valid. It has to be a valid Idaho driver's license. Or it can be one of several other things with accompanying documentation of where you live, your proof of residency. It could be a United States passport. It could be just a regular Idaho ID for, you know, a school student. If that's a bad example. Idaho now issues voter ID cards instead of driver's license. That would work. An Idaho weapons permit would work.
Mm-hmm.
Or tribal
photo?
ID
is
card.
Is it weapons permit photo?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, and that actually does have your address on it. The tribal ID card, I don't know if it has your address on it or not.
Okay.
If it does, if one of those does not have your address on it, then you will need to provide something with an address on it. And it has to be something listed on this list. And it would be a proof of insurance, a mortgage or lease rental agreement, a property tax assessment bill, a utility bill, a bank credit card statement, a pay stub, intake doc to a care facility, enrollment letter from a university, or a letter from social service agency. Very narrow scope and nothing else.
Enrollment letter from a university I've got. Okay. Sounds good. So in other words, you've got a photo and you have proof that you are, that this is your current actual resident here in Bonner County, state
right.
of Idaho.
Right.
Get a driver's license. Then you've got both. You've got the photo. You've got your address. It's valid.
Yeah, it almost never happens. Almost everybody has the driver's license.
Yeah,
it's
I
very
would
rare.
So. Exactly. But if you don't, there are other ways, and you can get it taken care of.
Right.
Okay, so now let's talk about the dates that you gave for when does early voting, what is early voting, and when does it begin?
Okay, early voting is just like Election Day voting. You come, you check in, you sign in on a 10X poll book. They issue your ballot, and you vote it at a booth, and you bring it back and drop it off, and you announce your name, and you know, so-and-so has voted, and you get a sticker. It's exactly like Election Day voting. It's the same ballot. The process is exactly the same, and you can register to vote. Everything is exactly the same. It's 2 weeks before the election, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
So the 2 weeks before the election, Monday through Friday, you can early vote if you want to. You know, I don't... go ahead.
Well, and that's good. A lot of people don't like absentee, vote by absentee, because they feel like something's funny or something about that, and they know they're going to be out of town.
And
this
mail
is the
might
option.
Be slow.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the option. You can make sure your vote gets counted and done, and you don't have to use the mail.
Yeah. The only thing, and this is me talking, everybody, this is not Idaho anything, this is not official, it's just my problem with early voting, people that do that, or they do absentee voting and they do it really too early, is, you know, I want people to wait until they've met the candidates, until they know what the issues are, they know where the candidates stand. So many people just vote on a name. They just they see a yard sign and it's the right color, and so they're going to vote.
I agree. If on that note,
drives me crazy.
If you don't know for sure, wait. But if you do know for sure, then vote. If you got an absentee ballot, vote it and get it back in.
Yeah, the absentee ballot.
Right. If you don't know for sure. But you're going to be out of town, do the early voting, because that way you can wait till the last minute and still get it done for sure.
Still get it done. You know, the other thing I would encourage, as long as we're kind of talking about this right now, is there are all kinds of different forums and granges and groups that sponsor conversations where all of the candidates are invited. Now, it's true, they don't all always show up, but they're all invited, whether it's at the library or the Daily Bee, and at the high school, I think they've got something going on there. And I want to let you know, beginning in, let me see what the date is, October the 8th, I'm doing a series of programs with every candidate. The two opposing candidates will be on the air with me. The whole show will be their program. And we're doing extra shows. We're going to tape a few that can air also just like a live interview, but it's tape. And every candidate is going to be on. Well, they've all been invited, and everybody's agreed but two. So we're batting pretty good, and I'm sure those two will give me a yes soon. So you can meet and listen. This is not the one thing I like, and let me just say this, Mike. The one thing that I like about the interviews on the radio is when it's a forum, all the candidates are talking, there's a lot going on, and a lot of times it isn't specific to those two candidates talking to and with and against and for whatever with each other. Here on the radio, they're the only ones sitting here talking.
Right.
It's very in-depth. So I just encourage you to get the schedule and tune in, and it's all recorded so you can listen to a recording. All right, so voting. How can people get a picture or a copy of a sample ballot? Can people see their ballots ahead of time?
They can. So we have them on our website on elections at bonnercountyid.gov. And you can go, or they're going to be there very, very shortly. We just finished proofing them for sure Monday. So okay. They're starting to print them in mass, but that'll be imminently. That'll be in a day or two.
Okay.
But you can find your actual precinct, your actual split. So if you have, you know, West Bonner County School District and, you know, Timberlake Fire, you know.
So when it comes up, give us that website again. It's elections.
Elections at bonnercountyid.gov.
At BonnerCountyID.gov.
Right.
So not up this instant, but within a couple of days it'll be up and you can see your ballot. Now the other thing is help our audience understand how there are different ballots for different areas.
Right. Well, from the top down, we have two legislative districts, Legislative District 1 and 2. So you have two different state senators that way. We have three different school districts. We have West Bonner County School District. We have Lake Pondere School District and Lakeland School District. Lakeland and West Bonner County School Districts are different, and they both have something. So depending upon what precinct you're in, you might have one or the other. We have a total of eight measures, by the way. Two are at the state level. You have Proposition 1 and the Constitutional Amendment. Then you have two school measures. That's four. And then you have four. Then you have two cities. You have Sandpoint, and then you have Lake Pondere. And then you also have two fire districts. So you have eight different measures, and they're different overlapping, like Lake Pondere with,
Lake Pondere School
District. Lake Pondere School District with the city of Sandpoint. Lake
yeah.
Pondere School District without the city of Sandpoint. I mean,
yeah.
So you have all sorts of different concentric circles.
Depending on where you live, what the jurisdiction is, whether, like, I can't vote in the West Bonner County
Correct.
School District. That's only for those residents in that district.
Yes.
And which I'm going to take a rabbit trail here. This is Barbara
Perfect.
Talking, not Mike. But this is why open primaries drive me crazy. Because I can't vote in the West. I mean, my vote is being taken away from me. I'm disenfranchised. Just because I don't live there, why can't I go vote there? It's just like a Democrat for 5 minutes wanting to register as a Republican and then go into the Republican primary, not the general, the primary, and select the nominee for the Republicans. It's open. It's like just like an open primary. It drives me crazy. But no, I can't vote. I can't go vote in Boundary County. They get to make their own votes for whatever is on their individual ballot.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So anyway, okay. All right, so the sample ballot. We are up against a break right now. Let's do that before I introduce a new topic. We are going to talk about a couple of the things that are going to be on your ballot coming up, some of the things that are statewide, the statewide initiative like Prop 1. That's next up right after this.
Aging brings its own rewards and challenges. And as we age, our care grows more and more complex. The providers at Kiniksu Community Health are prepared to diagnose, treat, and manage the diseases and conditions that require a special approach for aging patients. Find out how you can access the preventive care you need and learn how to lower your risk of serious health issues so that you can live your golden years to the fullest. We accept Medicaid, Medicare, and most insurance. A sliding fee scale is available. Visit us at kchni.org.
Are you a fan of Idaho PBS programming? We want to celebrate you at the Jaclyn Arts and Cultural Center in Post Falls. Get a sneak peek at the new season of some of your PBS fan favorites and a behind-the-scenes look at how Idaho Public Television creates award-winning local programs. Producers and directors will offer an exclusive look into how they tell Idaho's stories. Join us for this free event by registering now at idahoptv.org/events.
Need an appliance? Pro-X Home Decor Center has you covered. They have hundreds of units in stock now and ready for immediate delivery with top names like Maytag, GE, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Crosley, and Italian-made Forno appliances. They are sure to have what you need today. Plus, check out their in-stock freeze-drying units from Harvest Right. Only while supplies last. Pro-X Home Decor Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. We are your hometown everything store.
The Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, has wide-ranging implications in healthcare, including for seniors with Medicare. With the Medicare annual enrollment period quickly approaching, Karen Deutsch from United Healthcare breaks down what some of these changes might mean for your health and your wallet in 2025.
First, the coverage gap, often called the donut hole, is going away. This means once a member reaches their Medicare Part D out-of-pocket maximum, they'll move straight into the catastrophic phase and pay $0 for their covered prescriptions for the rest of the plan year. Second, the out-of-pocket max is lower than ever. Once a member and their plan have paid a combined total of $2,000 for drugs, including any amount paid toward their deductible, they'll pay nothing for covered prescriptions for the rest of the plan year. Lastly, a new Medicare prescription payment plan means more flexibility for drug payments. This lets members with Part D coverage spread their prescription drug costs into monthly payments over the course of the plan year rather than paying at the pharmacy.
For more information, visit MedicareEducation.com.
Sponsored by United Healthcare.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Michael Rosedale. He is the Bonner County Clerk. He is the keeper of the ballots along with his very able team and the elections manager at Bonner County, Terry Schultz. So they all do a great job for us and keep it straight. Honestly, Mike, if every state in America could do it the way we do, we would have great, valid elections all over the place.
I agree.
Idaho gets it right. That's the truth, isn't it?
I agree, yes.
Yeah. All right, Proposition 1 is a statewide initiative that's going to be on everybody's ballot. And first of all, explain what Prop 1 is about. What is the decision point? Two decisions, actually.
Right, Prop 1 does two things. Right now, we have private primaries, so you can have partisan primaries, so the Republicans have their own primary. Only Republicans vote in the Republican primary. Constitutional libertarians vote in their primaries. And Democrats have open primary, but each party gets to make their own rules that way. This is an attempt to go back to open primaries for everybody, which was the case about 20 years ago, but they stopped that and gave the parties the ability to have their own election, so to speak, nominate their own person.
So one of the actions on Proposition 1, which first of all, it concerns me that there are two issues on Prop 1. So you could agree with one but not agree with the other. If you don't agree, it's no. If you don't agree with one or the other, vote no, because they're linked.
Right.
So what's the wording on the open primary part of the initiative?
Well, the wording, I mean, it's long.
Yeah,
it's multiple paragraphs long. But basically what it is, so on the open primary, they're getting rid of the partisan, and it's going to be a top four. So out of everybody can register to run for that race. It'd be wide open, and the top four vote getters proceed to the general election in the fall.
Okay. And then the general election in the fall is one of the areas also where ranked choice voting kicks in.
Would be where
in.
The ranked choice happens.
That's where it happens. So top, straight up top four in the primaries and then ranked choice in the fall. What are the issues with open primaries? First of all, nobody has to identify Republican or Democrat. Nobody has to identify with a platform. Anybody can register anyway, anytime. I mean, how many people could register theoretically?
Well, so for open primaries, it just means that there is no party involved. Parties are irrelevant. In fact, anybody in the open primaries can say they're affiliated with anything. Certainly with the ranked choice voting, you can affiliate with any group or even not necessarily the group that you actually are affiliated with. It says that you can or you don't have to. And I'm trying to find that language as we talk, so I will get back to that when you talk next. But you don't have to identify with your actual party. You can identify as something else.
That sounds like gender identity. So it doesn't matter what I actually am. I can say I'm something else. I can identify as something else.
Here it is. Candidates could list any affiliation on the ballot, but would not represent political parties and need not be associated with the party they name. So it's sort of a little obscure.
I think obscure is a kindness.
Yes.
It's beyond obscure. Well, what do you think? Can you tell us what you think about open primaries in terms of a clerk's position, for if that makes it easier or more difficult for you?
Sure. I want to start by saying everybody in Idaho has their own political parties and understandings and belief, including the clerk, including everybody. As a clerk, I am completely, neutral on all these issues.
Absolutely.
I will tell you the technical difficulties that the clerks across Idaho would have.
Okay, good.
So one is you can't recount. There's no way you can determine the results at the county level unless it's a clear winner on the first pass. So ranked choice voting basically means you take the top four and you have to rank them in your order of preference, 1, 2, 3, 4. And if there's a write-in, 5. If there's no clear winner, all the clerks in Bonner County in Idaho can't do that. We don't have the systems to be able to do that. And so there may be a situation where we use an open source software put on our local machines to do that, and that would be by rankedchoicevoting.org or Dominion. Those are the two options. The minute you get to a state level, like our state representatives, where it takes two or more counties, or a federal senator, or president, as soon as you get that, you have to send your data over the internet to the Secretary of State, and then they give it to either rankedchoicevoting.org or Dominion, and they tell us who the winner is, and there's no way we can check that. Right now, Idaho has an extremely secure way to check. We can do a recount. Anybody who loves an election or hates election can demand a recount, pay for it if it's outside the margin of closeness, and we will do a recount. But with that, you have to take that outside source's word for it, and you have no idea what happens to the data after you hit the internet.
You know what concerns me about all of Prop 1, but the ranked choice voting area of Prop 1 is the recount issue. There's no way to go back and reestablish what the algorithms in computers located where, someplace.
Right. I know they've tried to do recount in other states, in other races, and it can take weeks and weeks. And that's long after somebody's sworn in, certified,
right,
all that kind
the
of stuff.
The deed is done. The deed is done. What about costs? That may not be the biggest issue, but there's a cost associated with changing all of our election strategies,
right,
and procedures.
So right now, Bonner County, for instance, that's the one I can speak to most clearly. In the instant case, it wouldn't cost us anything to actually build the ballot. We just can't tell you who the winner is. So we can build the ballot with all four choices and an extra fifth write-in line. And if it's a clear winner on the first pass, we can tell you that. If it's not, we can't do anything with it. We have to ship it off. for somebody else to tell us who the winner is.
So somebody else, for a clear winner, they have to get just
50%+.
Plus percent. 50% one, plus one vote.
Yes.
And so they're the majority, and it's done. Then it's done, and it's a clear vote on on. I'm hearing you say four. So in the primaries,
up to four
for both primaries and general election.
No, primary.
Exactly.
Primary. It's the top four result. So primary, you can have 100 candidates.
You could have
100.
Is anybody listening to this? I mean, this is just like is beyond crazy. You know, you know what? I'm going to say this also. The reason that I'm so concerned about this, both the open and the ranked choice, is that nobody really understands it. Nobody. I talk to people all the time. I say, tell me, explain it to me. And they're like, they don't know. They really don't know. And that's very concerning that people would be so rash and so hasty to approve something that has been going on for several hundred years in our country. And now they're just going to fruit basket upset. So we could have 100 candidates in the primaries.
Yes.
That's just crazy.
Right. And then it would narrow down if there's more than...
It would narrow
down. If there
are
more than three in the primaries, you're going to get at least four at the general election, right? So the final four would make it to the general election.
Yeah, plus a write-in. So
plus a write-in possible if somebody filed as a write-in.
If somebody files as a write-in, which, of course, why wouldn't they? You know, you might as well get on board. So the cost, again, do we have an estimate about that?
Yeah, so there are different estimates going off. On the ballot itself, it says somewhere between basically $800,000 to $1.6 million. The Secretary of State put out a number. For the state.
Yeah.
The Secretary of State said somewhere around $30 million is what it would take, and I've seen other numbers as high as $40 million. I think the $1.6 million is drastically low.
No kidding.
I think it's closer to the Secretary of State's number.
I don't think you can do anything with $1.6 million anymore.
Right. And so the question is, who will pay for this? It's certainly not in my elections budget, so I don't know how it'd be paid, so I'm not going to speak to that. I know
how it'll be paid. The taxpayers of Idaho, I don't know.
One way or another.
You, me, Terry, and Pat, we're all going to pay for it.
Yes.
You know, because we.
One way or another.
I understand that Idaho does not have the ability to print money yet, so we we have to come up with it. We have to earn it and give it to the state.
Right.
I want to know about how accurate. I mean, how do you know once we get into, let's say there's no clear winner in the general election, nobody gets 50%, how do we know the accuracy then once you ship it out over the internet to Dominion or whatever the vote.org is, how do we know the accuracy of what those algorithms are doing?
We don't.
So that's why you can't do a recount.
I can't do a recount, and I have no way to have any degree of confidence in it. There could be an audit done by some outside accounting firm, and it depends on that accounting firm. I just don't have, I have no way to even come up with a percentage of confidence.
Yeah. Plus, like you said before, which I hadn't even thought of, is that even if there is a quote-unquote, you know, procedure, you know, court's been filed, recount, the margin of differential is small enough, okay, we do this. It's weeks and weeks and weeks. It's long past the election and the people being sworn in.
It could be. Well, and it's even worse than that. Well, it could be, depending upon what kind of election. If it's a small election for a small, you know, whatever.
Water board.
You would have a smaller downside disaster ramification. If it's on the national level and it was too late, then it would possibly be just catastrophic if it were wrong. Right.
Well, it's very distressing. I think also the data over the internet, I think if anybody has been paying attention to the letters and the alerts that they're getting of the hackers and the people, can you even imagine what the temptation to hack?
So the issues here, obviously the ranked choice process itself, that is a partisan issue. It's a very strong partisan argument for and against.
Well,
but the other parts,
well,
which I'm not going to touch.
I can. It's the Democrats. This is completely across our country. And first of all, I also want to say there are 12 states in America right now, including Idaho, which is why it's on our ballot so we can vote it out. Including Idaho, there are 12 states that have banned ranked choice voting. It is so bad they've made a preemptive move to not allow it. And Idaho passed that law a year ago. But there's big money coming from across who knows where. And I'm just going to say by far the majority, it's a Democratic effort, a Democrat effort. That party are pushing this, not the Republicans, not the Independents, not the Libertarians.
Right. So the counties, the county clerk's perspective on this as far as administering elections, probably the two top issues for them is the fact that you can't do a recount. You can't tell unless there's a clear winner in the first round, or if it's a two-party race with no write-in candidate, then of course you can, because you have those ballots there. You don't have to ship off data anywhere. You can do a handheld recount. But as soon as you get three candidates or two and a write-in and nobody wins clearly the first time, we can't do a recount. The other part is,
and that's when the data gets shipped out, out of state, off.
Then you have to write
somebody's big computer in the sky, and with an algorithm that who understands the.
So let me be clear on this.
Yes.
If it's a single county issue, let's say it's a Bonner County Commissioner, there is a possibility that Hart will have a machine loaded with the rankedchoicevoting.org software that we could use to try to figure that out. However, if it's a two county thing, like our legislature, like our state senate, like Prop 1, Prop 2, like Lakeland School District, or Timberlake Fire District, those kinds of things, we do have to upload it into the internet, and some black box somewhere is going to tell us who wins. And that's also just goes against everything that we've been taught with our safety and policy and procedures as election officials. Well, for me, for 10 years.
I have asked so many people if they agree with ranked choice voting, if they say yes. They don't know any of this. None of this has been said. They do not understand what they're voting for. And I just say that openly, with respect. Good people that thought they were voting for something good, they have no idea what they're voting for. It makes me very sad. All right, we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now.
At 7B Bail Bonds, they know that being arrested can be a frightening experience, especially the first time. They provide around-the-clock service, 24 hours a day, to Idaho's five northern counties. And they'll work with you promptly to file a bond to get your loved ones or friends out of jail fast, providing courteous, professional, and confidential service. If you, a loved one, or a friend finds themselves in need of bail, it's easy to remember. 7B Bail Bonds. Go to 7bbailbonds.com. 7B Bail Bonds.
This is Josh Horvath with Stancraft Construction Group, inviting you to visit us in the Sandpoint Parade of Homes.
Don't miss the 2024 Sandpoint Parade of Homes on September 28th and 29th. It's absolutely amazing. See seven beautiful homes that will captivate you with the newest and best building techniques and decorating, all available right here in gorgeous Sandpoint. $10 tickets are good for both days at any location. Get yours today at any parade home or online at nibca.com.
From the hit TV show Deal or No Deal comes the live show that gives everyone the chance to win. For the first time ever, Deal or No Deal, live, hosted by Bob Guinea of The Bachelor. Saturday, September 28th at the Clearwater River Casino. Tickets on sale now at the casino box office or ticketswest.com. Battle the banker and prove that you've got what it takes to play Deal or No Deal.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. And you know, someone asked me the other day, is this really the place to go for my new cabinets? Boy, what an easy answer. And let me tell you why. The folks at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets has kept every type of customer in mind when they set up all their different cabinet lines. For instance, there's the KCD line, which is an entry-level, quick-ship product with a select number of finishes and options. Another brand you can count on? Showplace Cabinets. They offer the largest paint selection, including custom colors and a reliable lead time. There's also Aristocraft, a cabinet line you can trust from your first house to your forever home. And for several years now, Selkirk Glass and Cabinets has been proud to carry Homecrest Cabinets, with their flexible solutions and personalized touch. Finally, if you're dreaming of indulgent opulence exclusively designed for you, there is Omega, where the possibilities are endless. So feel free to come in and browse our beautiful showroom or call ahead for an appointment. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, it is the place to go.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of...
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. You know, we always have it going on here in the studio when we're on commercial break. Sometimes, honestly, I think Pat's going to leave our microphones on for that just to entertain you. No. We would never do that. Our guest today is Mike Rosedale. He is the Bonner County Clerk. He is filling us in on all the ins and outs, ups and downs about the upcoming general election, November the 5th. Talk to us about a couple of other things that are on that people will see on their ballots. Again, not everybody will see the same levies, but if it's a levy in your area, then you're going to have some stuff on there. What else is going on?
Sure. The city of Sandpoint and the city of Ponderé have a local option non-property tax, so this doesn't affect your property tax bill. That adds a 1% sales tax to some items.
Doesn't Ponderé already have a 1%? Because we pay 7% out there at Walmart.
It's expiring.
Oh, it's expiring. So they want to keep it.
Right.
Okie doke.
And they have different plans. Both City of Sandpoint and City of Ponderé have plans specified or called out in the measure itself, proposal itself, on what they would spend the money on.
Mayor Jeremy Grimm's going to be on the program with me to talk about, not yes or no, but just to explain what it will do. If we get it, it'll do this. If we don't get it, it will not do this.
Right.
Okay.
So then we also have, in addition to that, we have two school levies. West Bonner County School District is running a levy. It's a $1.13 million levy. As is Lakeland School District, they're running a $9.5 million levy. Now, that majority of that school district is in Kootenai County. So if you're in the down south in Bonner County,
it's just a little sliver.
Right. Yep. Not very many people, but that will be on some people's ballots.
Okay.
And then we have fire districts. So we have Spirit Lake Fire District, which is also down south, as well as Timberlake Fire District, and they also have levies that they're running. So if you're in those fire districts, you can look for those. Those are also split fire districts with Kootenai County.
What about your polling place volunteers, the people who are so great and so wonderful? What kind of training do they get, and do you need some additional people?
Well, thank you. I agree. They are wonderful people, and we are very, very grateful for them. I think everybody tries really hard to do a perfect job. Everybody on election day, including myself, makes a little mistake here and there, but I've never seen fraud. It's always just a typo
good,
kind of thing.
Good people.
Yep. So we have, right now, we have enough volunteers to staff our election, but we always take applications for volunteers because some drop out, some get sick, some are, a family emergency out of state, that kind of thing. So please go online. You can go on to our website, again, elections@bonnercountyid.gov. and get the volunteer form, and you can submit that via email or fax it to us, or however you want to do that.
And there's training involved, right?
Yes. We have training normally running week 3 and 2 before our election, and so those will be still a few weeks out.
Yeah.
But we will have training for that.
So if you're thinking about helping, apply, and then if they need you, you'll get some training, and you'll be like backup.
That's right. And even if you don't get a chance to be trained because you're called as an emergency, there is a place they could put you just to like make sure somebody's in the right precinct.
Okay.
And if they're not registered, you can hand them a registration card. You don't have to know very much about those things, but you can help the rest of the staff by decreasing their workload.
So that online application is elections@bonnercountyid.gov.
Yes.
While we're talking about that, there's a better way to go in and find your ballot, and it's voteidaho.gov. So explain to us how that works. This is so much easier. If you want to see your ballot early, it's not quite there, but it'll be there.
Right. So you can go there and type in your address or your name, and it'll pull up you or and your exact ballot.
If you're registered.
Right, if you're registered, exactly. But that's going to happen once we have them all uploaded. We don't have them uploaded yet. We are just out of the gate here.
Just a few days. Right. Just a few days. But voteidaho.gov. And the reason that Mike is sharing that with you is because you don't have to know your precinct. I mean, I have no idea what precinct I live in.
Right.
And it's not dementia that's happening here. I just don't know what precinct I live in. I do know I live in Bonner County and in Idaho. Praise God.
That is good that you know that.
It is good that I know that.
That note, though, as far as precincts, everybody's going to vote in the same place they voted last time. So no polling places have changed. So everybody's in the same spot.
All right. That's good to know. Well, let's go over again real quick about registration, because it just distresses me that we have anybody who doesn't get registered. I encourage everyone, I don't care what your political persuasion is, register and vote. It's your privilege. It's your responsibility. And people who say, well, you know, I'm not a political person, trust me, you pay taxes, you're a political person. Come on, get involved. Right. It is not a spectator sport. So how do people get registered?
Okay, there are two ways you can do it. There are multiple ways you can do it. So you can go to voteidaho.gov. You can register online. It won't be complete. There'll be what's called a HAVA flag on it, which means you still have to show your ID when you vote. And until you show that ID, you cannot vote. So they have to make sure you're in the proper residence. Or you can vote early or come in during the early registration, which is still going on now. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it on election day. But the biggest thing to know is if you're going to use a driver's license, it has to be a valid Idaho driver's license.
Only Idaho.
And, right. And if you live at a place other than what's on your driver's license, you have to show an official document that shows where you actually live, such as your assessment, your utility bill, those kinds of a thing. And we have that on our website too. So if you go to elections@bonnercountyid.gov, it'll say, you know, it'll call that out for you. It'll tell you everything that's acceptable. And this isn't something we've had people beg and plead with us, and I understand that. But we don't get to make that call. That's
exactly
the Secretary of State's
law.
Right. So it's pretty terrible sometimes telling somebody they didn't bring the right stuff, but we just can't do it.
It's the middle of September. Yeah. You don't have an Idaho driver's license? Get with the program.
Right.
Go get it. They're open, 5 days a week?
Right.
It's so easy.
I would say the biggest thing that happens is it's either a child or the wife of or the spouse of somebody that's the primary bookkeeper, primary everything, and so they don't have any bills in their name. They don't have anything in their name. It's the other person, and they have a difficult time scratching that up. But that doesn't alleviate the duty on them to bring in something that's approved. We still have to require
their name and their address.
Right.
You know, even if you don't drive, I'm just feeling like there might be some older people out there that, I don't know, you don't drive anymore, whatever's going on. Get an Idaho ID. It's just like a driver's license, only you just don't drive with it. It's got a photo. It's got your address. It's got that funny little shiny thing that's on your your license that will that the TSA people are looking at when you go through the airport.
Let me give the list of there are a couple IDs you can use. An Idaho, a valid Idaho driver's license, a valid U.S. passport, a valid Idaho ID card, a valid Idaho weapons permit, and a valid tribal ID card. Those are ones you can use.
Outstanding. Mike Rosedale, you are such a gift to our community. I love having you on the program. Do you know why?
No.
Because you are full of correct and accurate information. All right, everybody, that's the program for today. Thanks again to Mike Rosedale and your amazing team and the volunteers that make elections here so secure and enjoyable. Come on back, everybody. I mean it. Next week, we're kind of swerving away from politics. I have the new manager at the Restore for Habitat Humanity. He's all fired up, got a lot to share with us. And you are going to receive a phone call from Sage Dixon, a former representative here, and he's going to talk to us about what he's up to and how he is. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself and God bless you.